Good evening, everyone. You've tuned into Paradigm Shifters. My name is Veronica Entwistle, and each week I try to bring you people that I really am impressed by, people who are making a difference in the collective of our thought process all around our wonderful planet. And today there's somebody who's talking about a subject that you and I are fascinated about, Dr. Hyla Kass, who's going to teach us how to change our brains, right? Welcome to the show, Dr.
Oh,
Kass.
Oh, pleasure to be here.
Yeah. Reclaim your brain. That's your wonderful line from your ebook.
Yes.
So you're a doctor, but I notice here you call yourself, you have been practicing as an integrative doctor. What is that?
That I really look at root cause and treat as naturally as possible. So rather than someone coming in with a symptom, with regular docs, they will write a prescription that will deal with the symptoms, but not really address the underlying cause. So, for example, if somebody comes to me and says that they're depressed, I'm not going to pull out a prescription pad and give them an antidepressant. I'm going to take a very detailed history, find out what they're eating, how often they're eating, what kind of foods, are they exercising. I'll take a hormone history, and I'll do a lot of lab tests. Mm-hmm. Because somebody who's suffering from depression could have an adrenal problem, a thyroid problem, a nutritional deficiency, a vitamin D deficiency, for example, or one of the vitamin B's deficiency. So as you can see, it's a very rich area to look at, mm-hmm. and it's not simply, let's give a pill for a symptom.
Right. That's very powerful. Now, your ebook, which I liked a lot, is called, what is it called, Reclaim Your Brain?
It's Reclaim Your Brain, and people can get that by signing on to my e-letter, mm-hmm. which is free, my newsletter, mm-hmm. which keeps you up to date on my various activities, of which there are many.
Well, one of the things I love about the Reclaim Your Brain, I'm very excited. I do a lot of counseling work and so on. But the fact that we can change our brain is very, very wonderful news that many people need to actually enjoy, right?
Right. You actually can take charge of your health. And even though we're talking about Reclaim Your Brain, my 8 Weeks to Vibrant Health book and my Natural Highs book actually cover this in far more detail. So Reclaim Your Brain gives you a great overview and really helps you understand the underpinnings of addiction, depression, anxiety, food addiction, alcohol addiction, all the things that we consider maybe it's all in your mind. But actually, it's all in your brain, and your brain is part of your body.
And your brain is kind of the engine to a lot of reactions, isn't it?
Exactly. So what I did was, when I wrote Natural Highs some years ago, I talked about a lot of detail about how the brain works and the different neurotransmitters, serotonin, dopamine, GABA, and acetylcholine. And these are all molecules or neurotransmitters that help our brain work. They're mm-hmm. chemical messengers. In order to make them work better, we have to supply them with the right raw materials. We have to give the brain the right materials that it needs to make those neurotransmitters. So,
can I call you Hyla? Dr. Kass? Is when somebody comes to you really depressed and they say, well, this runs in my family and it's gone through generation after generation, where do you go with that? Does that still work with the brain? You know what I mean? Can you change that?
Well, if you're asking somebody, if it runs in your family, mm-hmm. What do you think that means?
What do I think that means? That yes. The brain has been lined up to have that kind of deficiency?
Have that kind of deficiency. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then what? Logically, if you have a genetic predisposition, say, to not process sugar well, so mm-hmm. you have a tendency to be hypoglycemic, like your mother, like your grandmother,
right.
What do? You take extra chromium, mm-hmm. you eat small, frequent meals, you stay away from sugar, and lo and behold, the genes for depression don't get turned on.
Hmm. And when you say stay away from sugar, what about cravings and stuff?
Well, that's how the products that I recommend actually work. In fact, after I wrote Natural Highs, mm-hmm. I had people saying, we love what you're doing because, you know, you can take tyrosine and phenylalanine. If you're craving, if you're feeling a craving for alcohol, you can take tyrosine, phenylalanine, and glutamine mm-hmm. or possibly chromium. And actually, in Natural Highs, I go into great detail about what to take.
Yeah, that, I have to say, is a wonderful book. I have both the books, which I've misplaced at this moment, but I've been going through them regularly lately.
So when you have these cravings, if you take these amino acids, they'll really help. But people began to say, well, we love it, but I'm opening this bottle and that bottle and that bottle. Couldn't you make it simple? Mm-hmm. So I kept making it simpler and simpler, and I would create different formulas. And I created something called Focus because people were having trouble, guess what, focusing and concentrating.
Mm-hmm.
And it also is energizing. So I'd give people something called Focus, which had already phenylalanine, tyrosine, B vitamins, DMAE, things that you would otherwise have to get in separate bottles. So there's the Focus right there. Or very often people have a big, big complaint is low energy. You know, why am I so tired?
Mm.
This is very, very common. And very often what's going on is their adrenal glands, the stress glands, get overworked. And, you know, we know in our present culture, there's just a lot of stress. You
yeah,
know, you
really
can't help
is.
It. You can't get away from it.
Well, actually, so if I come in to see you and say I've been, I've had some, this is not really me, this is hypothetical, and I'm depressed and I'm drinking a lot and I'm getting older, I'm over 60, what do you do with me? And I'm toward blood sugar problems. How about that, like diabetes?
Well, I would keep taking that history. As I said, I was in the middle of saying that if you have fatigue,
mm-hmm.
it may be that you have an adrenal overload,
mm-hmm.
and what you need are adaptogens.
Mm-hmm.
So you may be feeling all of those things, and what you really need are adaptogens. And why you're drinking or using stimulants may be because your adrenals are so low and tired that you're using it as a pick-me-up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just grab what we can. If it's sugar, alcohol, caffeine, cocaine, whatever it is that works, that's what we do. It's for survival.
Uppers and downers, huh?
Right. But if I discover that someone has adrenal exhaustion, if they've been under a lot of stress, let's say they've been through a divorce or a job loss or some sort of trauma, very often it's the adrenal. So I'll put them on my energy formula, which is adaptogens.
Hmm.
So I'll give them the adaptogen energy formula, and if they're having trouble focusing and having cravings, I throw in Focus because that raises dopamine. Then if you're having particularly sugar and or alcohol cravings, or both because they're related, I'll add some glutamine. So the glutamine, which is also contained in a product that I have called Calm. See, I really started to cover all the bases when it became obvious that people needed different things for different conditions. So if you're having cravings and you're feeling anxious, the Calm is going to allay the cravings and calm you down. And I may add some extra chromium on top of that because that helps to balance blood sugar, as does glutamine. Now, I'm throwing around a lot of terms, a lot of names of individual ingredients, and that's hard to remember, but it's not so hard to remember when it's the name of a product. Like energy is going to give you energy. Focus is going to help you focus.
Mm-hmm.
Calm is going to calm you down, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're craving carbohydrates, something that has been very useful, and research bears this out, is something to raise serotonin.
Hmm.
And that would be not a serotonin reuptake inhibitor, not an antidepressant, but 5-hydroxytryptophan or 5-HTP.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you've heard of 5-HTP.
Yeah, it's my friend.
Okay. How do you use it? That's an interesting point because
okay.
You're saying it's your friend.
This is a good example because I know other people like me, but I get very insomniac, very kind of hyper, and get all kinds of cravings, although I don't do too much. I have a little wine or something. But I take it at bedtime. I take right around dinner and then after dinner. And if I wake up in the night, I take it. How does that sound?
Do you also take it if you're feeling nervous?
Yeah. Usually I'll take a B vitamin, B complex, and if that doesn't work, I will add it then.
Okay, so you know how to use these.
Yeah.
This is terrific.
I've studied your stuff. I'm very excited. I found you online. I've been studying brain chemistry and the impact on people's thinking and so on. I'm very excited about your book, Natural Highs, and about the 8 weeks to vibrant health. Very excited about those. And the ebook, but I'm really tapping these other ones for information for clients, you know.
Thank you. I know. They're great, great reference books. And what's really useful for me is a patient will come in. I'll spend an hour and a half to 2 hours the first time I see someone. I'm in Southern California, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I'll spend that time with them, but even so, I can't explain every single thing. If I, for example, somebody comes in with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, starting to get fat around the middle, around the thighs and hips, they have metabolic syndrome.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to start explaining metabolic syndrome. What I say is read that chapter in the book. That's you. You know, or they'll fill out the questionnaire. That's even better.
But don't you do tests as well? Like, can
yeah,
you...
well, I have people fill... Well, you want to know what I do when someone comes to see
yes,
me.
Yes, I do, yes.
So there's a sequence. They come in and they have already filled in a questionnaire. That questionnaire can also be found in 8 Weeks to Vibrant Health. It's the very same questionnaire that my patients will fill out.
Okay.
And it's an 8-part questionnaire that asks questions like, do you feel cold when other people don't feel cold? Do you feel depressed? Are you tired? Do you have mood swings? Is your skin dry? And so on. And these questions are asked. Some questions are repeated in different categories, but you end up getting a score in each section.
Hmm.
And each section is going to lead you then to a section of the book which will explain what that's about. So you may not walk into a doctor's office and say, you know, I have an adrenal problem, or I have a thyroid problem. No, you're going to say, I'm tired, I'm cold, I'm, you know, whatever it is. You know, you're going to describe your symptoms. You're not going to say, I have this syndrome.
Right.
Unless you're a physician, but even so, you may not know that. So what happens is I will look at the questionnaire, or if you're a reader at home, you look at the questionnaire, and then you turn to the part of the book that relates to you.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's, you know, if, as I said, you're feeling cold and tired and, you know, easily chilled, wear socks to bed. Mm-hmm. I say read the thyroid section. And then the other thing you can do is to take specific tests, and that's what you started to ask me about. I will give lab tests to people, and I explain it all very, very in detail in 8 Weeks to Vibrant Health, because you really need to know how to interpret lab tests, what tests to ask for, and how to interpret them.
Mm-hmm.
And I will give the normal values, the normal range, and the optimal range, the range that you really should be at, not the range that is kind of average.
And that will tell you what your nutritional deficiencies are, where you're missing
your
neurotransmission?
It will tell you what hormones are out of whack, what nutritional deficiencies you'll have. And I do some other more fancy testing. You know, I'll do the standard CBC chemistry. I'll do a thyroid panel. I'll check for female hormones, male hormones. But I'll also do a metabolic test, which will check for vitamin and mineral levels, essential fatty acid levels, and so on. Because we know that vitamin and mineral deficiencies and essential fatty acid deficiencies can very much contribute to your health and even to mental health.
Mm-hmm. That's very interesting. The mental health thing is extremely interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of evidence that, for example, bipolar illness and depression are very often related to a deficiency in omega-3 fatty acids.
Wow, really?
Yeah, so fish-eating communities tend to have a lower level of depression and a lower level of bipolar illness.
Well, what's this whole thing about prostate problems for men all across the country, which I often think is because they don't have the same power ability or way of handling things in a powerful fashion. But in any case, how do you see that as a deficiency, is it?
With prostate issues, it's often that men are sitting all day, so they don't have enough circulation to the prostate, and they'll develop prostatitis.
Oh.
There's benign prostatic hypertrophy, or BPH, that happens as men age, and that's often related to a hormone imbalance. And also to a lot of toxicity. You know, we're all pretty toxic. We're ingesting a lot of things that we shouldn't be.
And we don't really have a choice about that, do we?
And, some of the things we really don't, you know, you should drink the cleanest water that you can so you don't have the pollution from that. But, you know, the air that we breathe, and even if we live in a fairly clean environment, there's always going to be some sort of pollution. I mean, the polar bears have evidence of pollution.
Yes,
there's mercury in fish.
Mm-hmm.
So anywhere you turn, there are going to be these toxins. So I give people whatever I can to help to neutralize these toxins and take them out of the body. For example, for men with prostate problems, or BPH, benign prostatic hypertrophy it's called,
mm-hmm.
enlarged prostate, or women with fibrocystic breasts, cystic ovaries or polycystic ovary disease, I actually give them products that contain calcium D-glucarate, diindolmethane, indole-3-carbinol. So again, these are big words, but these are molecules that help to detoxify.
Huh, interesting.
And we need that. We really need all the help we can get.
And the toxins actually antidote some of our nutritional needs, don't they?
It'll help to neutralize some of the toxins and take them right out of the body.
Interesting. And what about hormones? There's such a big political battle about whether you should take hormones or not when you're older women. And you've got a whole section on hormones. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I cover that quite a bit in my 8 Weeks to Vibrant Health book. The Women's Health Initiative study came out some years ago. And unfortunately, what they showed was something we'd known for many, many years, and that is that there is a certain level of risk in taking these hormones, the HRT, the Premarin, and Provera, which are synthetic hormones. Premarin is made from horse's urine, which is a very cruel way to treat horses. They would take pregnant mares and have them hooked up to capture the urine, and very cruel to the animals. And unnecessary, because you can actually make a molecule that is identical to estrogen without having to torture animals in the process.
Well, good. Many are complaining about that, so I think that's on the way to be healed, right?
Yes. Yeah, so in any case, in terms of the Women's Health Initiative, the women were given Premarin and Progestin, and a number of them developed cancer, strokes, heart disease, and other things that, in fact, the hormones were supposed to protect them from. So partway through the study, they actually stopped it. I have to say it wasn't so much the estrogen that was causing the problems, interestingly enough. It was the group that was taking the synthetic progesterone. So when you read about progesterone, you want to be absolutely sure whether you're reading about the synthetic progesterone or natural bioidentical progesterone. They're very, very different. The natural progesterone is what's put out in our own bodies, and it's actually put out by the placenta and helps to nourish a fetus in utero. So it's a very healing, very healthy, very nourishing hormone. But if that same fetus is given, or the mother is given progestin, synthetic progesterone, or Provera, it can actually terminate the pregnancy.
Oh, my.
So you can see there's quite a difference between natural and synthetic progesterone. And in the Women's Health Initiative study, it was the group on the synthetic progesterone that had the most disease. So they did stop the study, but I do have to say that bioidentical hormones, when properly monitored, are really fine. They really are.
So the studies haven't shown that they're dangerous.
Correct. Now, you always, when you're taking anything, you want to be monitored. You don't want to have too much of it, too much estrogen, too much progesterone. You don't want to be estrogen dominant. When you have estrogen dominance, you're going to have symptoms like polycystic ovary disease, cystic breasts, heavy periods, bloating, a whole lot of problems. And just like men getting prostate problems, it's the same sort of thing. And you want to take a product that has all those ingredients that I mentioned. Actually, there's one that you can get in the store called EstroSense. From a line of products called Women Sense. And you can get them both in Canada and in the U.S. And EstroSense has all of those ingredients. And it's one of the products that you can just get at the store, the health food store. And it's very useful for detoxifying, for bringing down this excess estrogen level.
Oh, wow. But I guess the person would have to be advised to take it. I mean, it's not a wise thing to take those things when you haven't been tested, isn't it? Isn't that so?
No.
No? So we can rush off and take that? So what do you think about taking hormones as people get older? Of course, I'm older, but a lot of the people I know are as well. And
I think the hormones are quite safe. You know, when I have somebody coming to me who's in perimenopause, first I will see if they can do okay on some herbal products, and I have quite a few herbal products, some of which I've developed and some of which I've discovered from other places. Even to begin with, I'll put them on some a PMS product, some PMS balance. If their problem still is, if they're perimenopausal, it may just be an imbalance of not insufficient progesterone. So PMS balance will actually help that. As women move more into menopause, I will use a product that I really like that you can get through my website called FemPhase. And I've had women who are actually having hot flashes and night sweats where they went away.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, by taking FemPhase. It's really quite a remarkable product. It has a whole lot of herbs in it. It's from China, and a lot of people say, oh, no, China, wow, don't buy herbs from China. But they have been checked very, very carefully. It's a very reputable company, and I know the owner of the company, and he has the plants in China checked very, very, very carefully for the right ingredients and nothing bad in them. Mm-hmm. So anything that you see on my website has been very carefully vetted, analyzed, and is okay, because you don't always know what you're getting over the counter.
Right, that's for sure.
So it's a very iffy thing, and I feel very comfortable with the Femphase. So when women are having these menopausal or perimenopausal problems, I'll put them first on PMS Balance, then I'll add in Femphase.
Mm-hmm.
And I will use bioidentical hormones when they're indicated. The other thing I really like is to support women's bone health.
Mm-hmm.
So calcium, magnesium, vitamin D. Vitamin D is very important for bone health. And a product, again, that's on my website. It's not my own product, but it's one that I carry called Osteophase that, again, has been proven to rebuild bone, even if you've lost it. So many women have osteoporosis.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, you know, it's a really scary thing, because if you break a bone when you're older, and you break a hip, you end up in the hospital, and it could be a death sentence, because so many of these poor women then develop pneumonia and actually die from a hip fracture. So it's like dying from osteoporosis, so you really don't want that to happen.
No, for sure.
And then, again, there's other issues that come with menopause, and that is weight gain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if you've noticed it, but, you know, women tend to gain weight with menopause.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The hormones change, and your genetics shift a little as a result. And I've had to really help my ladies in losing weight.
Hmm.
And that's been an adventure, you know, finding just the right diet, just the right nutrients for any particular woman.
Does bioidentical hormones,
help? It helps to a certain extent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But what about the whole aging process? Is it wise for women to be taking that in order to age, say, in your 70s and 80s? So?
It depends on the very much depends on the individual.
Hmm.
For some women, they go through menopause just easily, no problem, and they're fine. They don't want to take hormones, and they shouldn't. They don't need to. Other women need it, want it. If you're on even bioidentical hormones, it's very important to monitor it very carefully. Also, it's important not to be gaining weight, because weight gain is a sign generally of insulin resistance.
Mm.
So you want to be sure, and I have a whole section on metabolic syndrome in 8 Weeks to Vibrant Health where I discuss that. And again, some of the products that I really like for keeping weight down are SlimPhase, which is a very nice product that helps you to burn fat better. And another product that, have you heard of the HCG diet?
No, I have not.
Okay, it's become kind of, Kevin Trudeau popularized it, calling it the weight loss cure.
Hmm.
And he was somebody who was doing multi-level for a long time, and then he was got himself into some legal trouble. But then he wrote a book called The Weight Loss Cure, and that repopularized HCG, and I found it actually to be very useful. They're homeopathic drops. The doctor who developed this in the 50s had given it as an injection. But a lot of people don't like to take daily injections.
No.
You know, and it's prescription.
Hmm.
So what has been discovered has been that you can actually do this homeopathically. And again, because I like developing my own products, because I know what I put in them, I actually developed an amino acid enhanced form of HCG.
Oh, wow.
You take these drops several times a day. You go on a specific low-calorie diet, and it's not just, okay, well, of course, if you go on a low-calorie diet, you're going to lose weight. Yes, but you're going to lose muscle. Mm-hmm. What happens when you take the HCG, this is so interesting, when you take the HCG, you're doing a number of things. You're preferentially burning fat rather than burning muscle. Mm-hmm. You don't want to burn your muscles. You want to burn your fat. And you also help. It also helps to cut down on cravings. So I have my people, women and men, taking HCG several times a day, take drops under your tongue, go on this very low-calorie diet, and they lose weight.
Wow.
It controls hunger. Again, this is all on my website, which is CassMD.com, CassMD.com. And it's been a godsend. I mean, I've had people who were just very skeptical. I said, look, just try it. Well, of course I'm going to lose weight. Yeah, because it's such a low-calorie diet. I said, just try it. Now they are my biggest fans, and they're telling all their friends about it.
Because so they're not just losing weight. They're reorganizing
their
body.
They're reshaping. You got it.
Wow.
They're reshaping their whole body. And I'm just so excited about this because here I can help people who have been desperate.
Mm-hmm.
They've tried everything,
mm-hmm.
and they finally have something in the HCG that can actually lose weight. And you can find that on my website, CassMD.com, and it's in my health store. The amino acid enhanced HCG, and I have had nobody return it and say it doesn't work.
Wow.
I get reorders from their friends. So it's very exciting. So this is something I'm excited about.
Oh, this is great. Well, listen, Dr. Cass, how did you get into doing all that? Did you know when you were young that you wanted to, I don't know, work with people, reshape them?
Oh, yeah. Well, my dad was a doctor, so I kind
of that helps.
Inherited it. It was genetic.
Is he integrative as well?
No. He was a family doctor, and then he became a pathologist.
Oh, wow.
He was very good. He was a very good doctor, very kind, really listened to people, treated entire families until he became a pathologist, and then he was doing other lab work.
Hmm.
But as a doctor, as a family doctor, he was a very kind and warm, loving person and a good doctor, very caring doctor, and I learned a lot of that from him.
Hmm.
So that really was about the art of medicine. And That
includes really a lot of listening, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. And that's why initially I went into psychiatry, but I did not become a couch and Prozac psychiatrist. Rather, I'm looking at chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to add something else that, I'm moving away now from the weight loss issue because I'm really treating everything.
Mm-hmm.
When people are carrying too much weight, they're feeling badly about themselves. And taking the HCG and losing the weight, I can't tell you what it's done for people's self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
So that goes back again to the psychiatry aspect. Now, there's a whole other product that I developed that I'm very excited about called Brain Recovery AM and PM,
mm-hmm.
because I was treating a lot of people who were either addicted, addicted to anything from coffee and sugar to cocaine, meth, whatever.
You actually worked with people with meth?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So as a result of these addictions, and also probably because that's why they have the addictions, they had an imbalance in their brain chemistry. Now, if you have a balanced brain chemistry, you're not going to become an addict.
Right.
But if you take enough of these addictive substances, you can mess up your brain chemistry, and you need to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
You need to replace the missing neurotransmitters.
And you can replenish the brain, can't you?
Right. So yeah. Rather than, again, telling them to take, buy some 5-HTP, take some Calm in the evening, take Focus in the morning, these are all my products, I put them all together with some detox. Remember I was telling you earlier that you really need to do some detox for
right.
prostate and breast health, and because we're exposed to so many toxins. So I threw some antitoxins in there as well, or detoxers like alpha-lipoic acid. So I put together these packets of an AM packet and a PM packet that contain all the vitamins and minerals you need, all the amino acids to make your neurotransmitters, appetite suppressants, and the good appetite suppressants, not dangerous ones, but the amino acids and the minerals that you need to cut down on cravings, the things that I've been talking about, the detoxifying agents, the blood sugar balancing agents like chromium and glutamine. So basically it's everything but the kitchen sink in an AM and PM packet.
Mm.
So you take one packet with breakfast and one packet with dinner. And what's really cool is that very often when people are coming off of being addicts, they're not going to be too compliant. They're not thinking very well.
Yeah,
their judgment isn't so good.
Mm-hmm.
They may even be motivated. They really want to get clean and sober and stay that way. But it's hard because their brain isn't working properly.
Mm-hmm.
So this gives them back their smarts. It helps to cut the cravings. It helps to rebuild brain chemistry so that they're thinking better, making better choices. I had one guy, this is funny, like I was saying earlier with the HCG, how people don't believe me until they do it. Well, this is one guy who I said, I'd love you to try my brain recovery. He was kind of an acquaintance of mine. He wasn't exactly a patient. I said, I just developed this, and I think you could really use it. He was coming off of a very bad meth habit.
Hmm.
And he'd been clean and sober for probably 6 months, but he still wasn't working. He was trying to get a job, but he was a professional. He just couldn't quite get it together. Anyway, I put him on this. I said, look, listen, I'm going to give this to you. And that was very generous of me, but I paid him. And he called me a few days later, and he said, hey, what's in this stuff? He said, I can't believe it. I'm sleeping better. I'm having dreams and remembering my dreams.
Wow.
He didn't realize he wasn't remembering his dreams.
Hmm.
So he started to write, and he said, could I write him a letter of reference? Because he's applying for some jobs. And he hadn't been doing that. So he got his motivation back. He got his sleep and his dreams back. He stopped his cravings. And here we are 5 years later. He's still working at the same job that he got then because I wrote a letter of reference. He got this very, very good professional consulting job with an organization. And he's still working there.
And no meth?
Great job. It was history. Oh. You know, he was already clean and sober, and he thought, I'm fine, I'm clean and sober, I'm not going to go back. But this extra little bit is what really helped him to get his brain totally clear.
Wow, that's really
totally
exciting.
Well, so I'm so excited about my brain recovery, AM and PM. Mm-hmm. I think it's just one of the best things going.
Sounds really exciting. So do you test, though? You do lab tests on what's
in
the brain?
I do a lot of lab testing on my patients. People that are non-patients mm-hmm. can pretty well figure out what they need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they go to my website and read the descriptions of what is needed, about what different products do, I mean, it doesn't take a lot to figure out that the focus one is going to help you focus. And the calm one is going to calm you down, and the nightly calm is going to help you sleep. And the energy balance is going to help with your energy. Surprise.
If a person is experimenting with such as, let's pick one, tyrosine,
mm-hmm.
Can you imbalance? You know how with B vitamins, if you take just B6, you can end up in big problems unless you take the whole thing. The B as well.
Well, what you'll notice is you will feel an imbalance. You'll feel overstimulated. So you actually get to see what it's doing. You feel what it's doing.
Okay.
But I agree with you about having them in balance, and that's why I put together the brain recovery packets. Because you
wonderful.
Take the tyrosine and phenylalanine in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and that gives you a nice big kick, you know, mm-hmm. wakes you up, gets you going. And then in the evening with dinner, you take something that has theanine, L-theanine, which is a nice calming amino acid,
mm-hmm.
together with 5-HTP, as you mentioned earlier, that you've taken it too, helps you sleep, it helps you calm down. So you take that in the PM packet, and then you have a real program. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, there is the essential fatty acids in the AM and the PM packets. And I told you earlier how these fish oil caps are essential for brain function, for depression, and even for bipolar illness.
I think that's fascinating, that bipolar thing. That's kind of an example of, remember the old stories about pellagra, which was a B3 deficiency,
mm-hmm.
I think, and
mm-hmm.
that whole disease disappeared when they caught that nutritional connection.
It's amazing. There were people in back wards, and what was wrong with them? They were psychotic.
Yeah.
So they were in the back ward. But the real underlying issue was a B3 or a niacin deficiency. They had pellagra.
Isn't that amazing?
And we still have people with pellagra.
No.
You know, we think, oh, we don't have that. We don't have that here. We do, and people are put in mental institutions. If they're given high doses of niacin, they actually get better. They can go home and function properly. Dr. Abram Hoffer discovered that.
Yeah, I studied a lot of his stuff years ago. I'm very interested in the fact that we have there's a lot of mental difficulties these days, people getting schizophrenic, people getting bipolar, a lot of ADD, ADHD, and so on. I'll bet you have a lot to say about that, do you?
I do.
Well, go ahead, because I'm fascinated.
We have nutritional deficiency. People are deficient and toxic.
Mm-hmm.
Our diets are terrible. I mean, I don't know how kids are growing up on the junk they're eating.
Yeah, it's terrible, isn't it?
I mean, there is certainly a movement to improve school lunches
mm-hmm.
and to educate parents. But, you know, you look particularly in the poorer parts of the cities where good food isn't even available.
Right.
You know, they're living on fast food because it's cheap. It's cheap and available and very bad.
And addictive.
Yeah, very addictive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look at aspartame, non-nutritive, you know, the
right.
fake sugar, the non-sugar, artificial sugar, artificial sweeteners. Aspartame is highly toxic. It's a brain toxin. And we're giving this to little kids.
Mm-hmm.
and this is, or we're giving them spoons and spoons and spoons full of sugar in their giant Cokes.
Yeah, they have so much sugar. When we were kids, we didn't have very much sugar. We still were crazy sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
It's really bad. All the sugar, all the addictive foods that are out on the market are what people are craving, because that's built in, just like built into the tobacco industry, built
right.
into cigarettes was that addictiveness.
Yeah. And I keep seeing that. I just am very concerned with the mental health situations going on all through the people. You know, people are crazy. There's overpopulation. They're eating bad food and stuff. So what do we do to help with that? I guess just help ourselves, eh?
Well, that's a very serious problem, because a lot of, you know, most kids that are in foster care are on meds.
Mm-hmm.
And there's sections of the country where just about all the children are on stimulant medication, because that's the school's request, mm-hmm. demand, actually.
Wow.
Meanwhile, these children are being fed badly.
Hmm.
They're not being given nutritious food. They're not given what they need for their growing brains. They're given too much sugar, chemicals, so they're being given toxic food and not being given healthy food. They're not being given the building blocks for their mind and body. And, you know, the brain may only weigh 3 pounds mm-hmm. in an adult, but it uses up 20% of the oxygen and 20% of the nutrients.
Wow. And I heard a quarter of our blood at any given time. Is that right?
That's a good question, but a lot. I mean, it's mm-hmm. very rich in blood supply.
Mm-hmm.
And if we interrupt the blood supply to the brain, we die very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm really fascinated by the fact that, you know, I think of pellagra and I think of how we are messing up the potential thought process all over the world, aren't we?
Yeah. We're in huge trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And I do my part. You know,
you do a wonderful job. I'm excited about what you do.
Thank you. So anybody who wants to get my newsletter, it's free. You just have to go onto my website, cassmd.com, and sign up for it. When you do, you can click off this little thing and you get this Reclaim Your Brain ebook.
Mm-hmm. It's good. I like it.
And it'll cover a lot of what we're talking about. It won't go into the hormones and it won't go into all the details, but it certainly gives enough of an overview so that by the time you've gone through it, you can really understand addiction, you can understand mood swings and why they happen, how they happen, that it's not really your fault. I mean, it may depend on what you're eating, so in that sense it's your fault, but it's not like your fault.
But, you know, I noticed that you're on radio and television quite a lot. So how are people responding to all of this? Are they listening? Are they taking action? Are they asking for more?
I think they are. I think mm-hmm. they are. I've been on the Dr. Oz show. I've been on The View. I was just asked again to be on the Dr. Oz show. I'm speaking. Actually, I'm going to be in your neck of the woods in January, I think.
Oh, good.
January.
Is it going to be on your website, or will you let me know?
Everything is going to be on my website. So the best way to know exactly where I'm going to be and when
mm-hmm.
is to go to my website, cassmd.com, and my schedule is always up there.
Good. Okay.
And it always changes, but as I get an event, I do put it up. So I'm going to be in Victoria at the Victoria Health Fair at the end of January.
Excellent.
Which is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be in Redmond.
Oh, that's not far from us.
And in the Pharmaca in Redmond on the 25th of January.
Oh, wonderful. See if we can scoot down there. It's about 100 miles for me.
You can scoot? Where are you?
In Bellingham, Washington, about a half hour below the border and 100 miles north
of
Seattle.
Oh, that's wonderful. Bellingham. Yeah. Well, maybe I can get a gig in Bellingham.
That would be great. So I want to ask you this. Are you getting much controversy? Because it seems to me people are really wanting this information these days.
They are. I'm getting a lot of emails, a lot of people really appreciating what I'm doing.
Oh, good. I appreciate that.
So there's a larger and larger grassroots movement, people wanting this information. People from the middle of the country where they just don't have, or from small towns where they don't have help.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I've written the books and created the products, because this should be accessible to everyone. And not everyone can go to a doctor who is like me.
Mm-hmm.
And they may not need to. Now, I'm not saying we need to replace all the doctors. There are times when you need you know, regular medical care. But much of the time, you can handle things on your own, or if you're seeing a professional, they should be able to help you do it naturally. So,
well, there's another thing, too, is the stuff that you're talking about is that if it's not corrected, it could lead to cascading problems that we're hopeless about. And, you know, what you're saying is you can get to the brain and reduce a lot of those, eh? That's so exciting. Hey, and I saw you. I had been looking at your website and talking to you by email about coming onto this show. And then I went off and studied the reconnection, and there you were.
There I was.
Yes. And so one of the things I love is that you're also, and it's in your book too, you talk about meditation, you talk about biofeedback, you talk about acupuncture, and I saw you at the reconnection.
Oh, exactly. That was great.
Wasn't that wonderful? Have you been using that? I mean, do you use that with people?
I don't use it much in my practice,
mm-hmm.
but I think it's a wonderful of healing approach, a healing modality. And, you know, in Natural Highs, as you mentioned, about a third of the book is about different modalities that we can use it, all kinds of energy healing, yoga, meditation, dance, biofeedback, neurofeedback, all of these things.
That's wonderful, isn't it? And do you do that yourself in the middle of all your travels? How do you stay okay?
I do it all.
You do it all?
I do what I can, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
You know, we have to exercise. If I have a choice between the stairs and the elevator, I'll take the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
We need to do what we can to keep ourselves mobile, or we'll just fall apart.
Right. Well, I'm very impressed that you're creating all of your own supplements as well. So you're like a little center, aren't you?
Well, I've had to make it up as I went along because for a long time there wasn't anything else.
Yeah.
So I created my own books, my own products, my own website. I mean, now there's probably more available than there was when I first started,
mm-hmm.
about 20-odd years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But even so, I really like what I've done because it's very much tailored to what I've seen out there.
Hmm.
So I know that if you're having appetite problems, you probably need some 5-HTP and you may need some focus. If you're getting older and your brain, this is the other issue. You know, memory loss.
Oh, that's what I kept meaning
to say.
I forgot to ask you about memory loss.
Memory loss, okay. So I have been treating memory issues for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And
successfully?
And successfully, yeah.
Yay!
Yeah, I mean, you can't totally reverse bad Alzheimer's, you know, things like that. But what I have been giving people are products like acetyl-L-carnitine, citicoline, DMAE, phosphatidylserine, ginkgo, gotacola, all of these are natural products that actually help your brain to work better. Some of them by increasing the neurotransmitters, by increasing acetylcholine, some by increasing blood flow in the brain.
Mm.
And I actually put them all together in something called brain cell support.
Okay.
And it's been very successful. I like it a lot, 2 pills a day, and it really helps with your memory, focus, attention, learning. It actually even helps to reduce anxiety.
Hmm.
So it's one of my favorites. And for some people who want really one-stop shopping for their brain, I have them take the Brain Recovery AM and PM and the Brain Cell Support. And by the way, the Brain Recovery, I keep going back to it because it's...
Is that the one that the meth fellow had?
Pardon?
Is that the one that you gave to the meth fellow? The professional fellow?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. It's 2 packets. It's a big box. And in the box, there's 30 AMs and 30 PM packets.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a multivitamin in it.
Mm-hmm.
So you really have your multivitamin, your omega-3 fatty acids, glutamine, tyrosine, D-L-phenylalanine, theanine, 5-HTP, alpha-lipoic for detox, everything for mood, focus, concentration, you name it. So it's really almost a combination of all my other ones.
Hmm.
And then what I say is use that as a base. Then if you need extras, you can take, for example, if your memory is still not so good, add in the brain cell support.
Hmm.
And if you need extra focus, take extra focus. If you need extra something for sleep, add in the nightly calm. So it's really kind of your basic twice-a-day packet,
mm-hmm.
and in the packet there are a bunch of capsules. That's what's in there. It's not powder, it's capsules.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I've used that successfully also with people coming off of, say, antidepressants, because it's really hard to get off these meds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people have withdrawal.
Mm-hmm.
And I have found that using the brain recovery, AM and PM, it's been so helpful in getting people off of those drugs. And I also tell people, don't just go cold turkey off your meds.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do it slowly and gradually.
So you kind of walk them through it.
Mm-hmm.
Do they come and see you fairly often when they're going through these things? Because I don't think we recommend that people at home do this on their own.
Well, I'd say that if someone is going off of their meds, they absolutely need to do it under medical support. And I say that
mm-hmm.
everywhere on my website.
Mm-hmm.
You absolutely have to do it under medical supervision, but it's really okay to add in the brain recovery at the same time.
Hmm.
The only caveat, the only warning is not to take the 5-HTP packet, the PM packet, at the very same time as you're taking an SSRI, just in case of something called serotonin syndrome.
Oh, and what is that?
It's not likely to happen. It's when you build up too much serotonin at once. And that will often happen if you take two kinds of drugs that enhance serotonin. It's very rare that it can happen with an amino acid with a drug. But just to be extra careful, I caution people, as they're taking the SSRI, to take the SSRI in the morning and then the PM packet at night. So if they're separated by at least 2 hours, there's no problem.
Mm.
And it really does help enormously to cut down on the withdrawal issues.
Mm. Tell me this. Have you worked with people with, and I appreciate what you just said. I'm thinking about it a lot. Thinking about some friends I want to send your brain support to who are worrying about their memory. You know, I'm going, boy, it'd be great to try that. What about Parkinson's and those kinds of illnesses that seem to come from, what, the parietal lobes, the imbalances of the
basal ganglia.
Oh, basal ganglia.
Well, that's a big issue. Very often has to do with toxic exposure to pesticides. It's found that high doses of antioxidants are very useful, high doses of glutathione. Now, you can buy oral glutathione, but really for Parkinson's, I'd say you need intravenous glutathione because it gets in there faster, or at least the liquid glutathione.
And it's very hard. Somebody was telling me it's very hard to absorb or to use in your body, is it?
It depends. It's dose-dependent. You can actually take what's called reduced glutathione in a capsule form. You just have to take more of it than you do of the liquid, although the liquid is so much more expensive that it really kind of evens out.
It evens itself out, yeah.
Yeah.
So have you had any success with people like with Parkinson's? I know that's a big stretch, but I'm sure.
Well, it's not one of the things that I treat. I refer them out because I generally will send them for IV vitamins and IV glutathione.
Aha. That's called chelation, right?
So, chelation is done by IV, but that's not what I'm. But they also should probably get chelated because they probably have heavy metals. But chelation is not what I'm. They're all different things that you can do. Just because something's intravenous doesn't mean it's chelation.
Right. Okay. Because
chelation is a particular method of removing toxins from the body.
Mm. What do you think about
chelation? Can be done orally and it can be done intravenously. So just because something's IV, it doesn't mean it's chelation. Just because it's chelation doesn't mean it's IV.
I get it, actually, yes. Thank you for that. But do you recommend chelation for people?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's EDTA chelation for people who have calcium deposits in their arteries.
Mm-hmm.
And there's DMPS chelation, which helps to remove heavy metals. People who have mercury and other heavy metals can be susceptible to issues like Parkinson's.
Mm-hmm.
So with someone with Parkinson's, you would do chelation.
Mm-hmm.
You would give them high doses of antioxidants
because mm-hmm.
You really want to see, do they have pesticide exposure? And there are tests that you can do, lab tests from special labs that can help determine if there's been exposure to chemicals.
Hmm. What do you think about a far infrared sauna?
Oh, they're great.
Good.
Very useful for helping to get out the heavy metals. And it's unfortunate that we were exposed. I mean, so much of our illness these days is iatrogenic, or it's caused by human beings.
Right.
You know, yeah. It's not like the luck of the draw or it's just nature. No, we've created superbugs. So even though they're part of nature, we've created them by the indiscriminate use of high-dose antibiotics. We've created the mercury problem. There's mercury everywhere,
mm-hmm.
and it's highly toxic. It disrupts all the enzyme systems in the body.
Mm-hmm. It's incredible, isn't it?
And we're giving kids vaccines that are loaded with all kinds of junk.
Yeah, I should have asked you that.
Even if they took the thiamerosal out, they're grown on the worst chemicals.
Really?
So
what does a person do who's raising children these days and you can't go to school unless you've had your shots, sort of thing? And do
that's a personal decision that, you know, I know what I would do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very much a personal decision to vaccinate or not vaccinate. And it's a controversy that I tend not to get into.
Mm-hmm.
What I would personally do
is kind of like religion.
I didn't want my child to have is to do, you know, just object on grounds of either, I guess, social. I think every state has its own, or maybe every school board has its own sort of list of what can be exempted.
Mm-hmm.
So this is sort of too broad a subject, but I would find out what would be acceptable in my particular school district and approach it that way.
Mm-hmm. But it's a heavily lobbied thing as well.
Yeah.
Anyway,
there's a lot of money made in vaccines.
I know, yeah, and I guess we don't want to get into that subject right now, but I wanted to ask you something else, which is a bit of a stretch probably, but for example, when someone has a Down syndrome child, do you think that they can be helped to become full, you know, more fully?
Well, it's interesting. You know, one of the things we said earlier,
mm-hmm.
We're talking about genetics.
Right.
And you may have the genes, you know, and it's a trisomy 21
for
Down syndrome. But you actually can change the manifestation of it.
That's what
and
I'm thinking.
And Down syndrome kids that have been given certain treatments mm-hmm. have actually normalized.
Okay, I've heard that in WISPs. So can you say more about that? Is it like amino acid treatments? Is it
various vitamins and minerals given specifically?
And energy and so on?
Yeah.
Wow.
Right.
Well, that's very exciting, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, give us your website again.
It's CassMD.com.
Okay. And I was thinking that I always like to ask people to give the people at home something to do, but I'll bet you, well, I'll ask you that question anyway. I think I know what you might say.
Is that what you're asking me right now?
Yeah. Give them something to work on for themselves so they can.
Well, I think you really need to take charge of your health. It's very broad, but it's eating from the periphery of the supermarket, for example, not eating anything you can't pronounce. Drinking 8 glasses of water a day, getting at least 8 hours of sleep. Have a look at my website, download the Reclaim Your Brain by signing up for my newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be a conduit for more information. I have a Huffington Post blog, which I'm trying to contribute to more than I have been. And just keep following people like me to find out what the latest is in health care.
And do the tests in the books.
And have a look at my books, 8 Weeks to Vibrant Health, Natural Highs, and Supplement Your Prescription. And those are all available on my website.
That's really wonderful. Also, your newsletter, does it have, I haven't been following it because I've just been too busy right now, but I'm going to go through it all. But does it have tidbits of information that people can use to test themselves out and so on?
Not so much. I'm changing. It's always under construction.
Of course.
I've been using it mostly just to say where I'm going to be.
Oh, okay.
What I've been doing, just sort of my activities. But it's going to become more newsy.
Oh, okay.
So I'm working on that. Work in progress.
We'll see if we can get you here to Bellingham.
Oh, that would be wonderful. In any case, you can sign up for my free e-newsletter at CassMD.com. If you want to lose weight, there's the HCG diet. If you want your brain to function well, check out Brain Recovery AM and PM and all my other products. Check out my books. And have a healthy day.
You know,
take care. Take charge of your health. It's the only body you have. Make it work the best possible. And be happy. Happy holidays.
And Dr. Cass, you have just empowered all of us. So thank you so much for our time together. And safe travels. And hopefully we'll see you up here.
That would be wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Many blessings. Yes.
Okay, then. Take care. Bye.
Bye. So that was Dr. Hyla Cass, and I really think you should check out her website. She has a lot to share and a lot of ways to help you empower yourself. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you for joining in to Paradigm Shifters. Email me if you have any feedback or suggestions, or if you'd like a session with me or with Dr. Cass, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com, no H in Entwistle, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. Good night.